says, "Lo sakadaita." This you can't say, because it says, "By an amavri," it says, "Dum yadiyid." Just like the locha, when you buy an amavri, the locha is if the master wants to, he could like marry her, and the kest of peroyin remains the kest of kedushin. That's called yid. Yid, new type of the kedushin. The master could marry his own amavri. Now, ma yid, just like when you want to make this yid, alfa gav di boy miyayin. It's up to the master. When you buy an omavri, if you want to marry her, yes. If not, not. Still, we say, if for some reason, we'll have later on in the Gemara, you can't make a yiyud, then we say the mechir is not called a good sale. That's not called an omavri. Like if you sell it to a relative that's an issa to marry her, so there's no din omavri then. An omavri could only be if it's possible that the master could marry her. So I'll tell you Hochinam here also. Kol heichad lemotzi migra lehevi zvini zvini. Maybe any time when you buy an eved ivri, that's not possible for the eved to buy himself back, that's not called a good sale, that's not called an eved ivri at the beginning. So since the Torah says by an eved ivri there's a pasha of giroyin, so therefore it has to be that you start out, you have to buy the eved for more than a fruta. So once you go more than a fruta, the next coin is a dinar. So now, so far we're talking about an Eved, very good. What's it going to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about Kedusha Isha. And our Mishnah, Beis Shammai, says when you marry your wife, you have to give her at least a dinner. So what does an Omer have to do with Kedushin? So Gemara says, O Kedusha Isha le Beis Shammai, nafkulu miyom avriya. That Beis Shammai learns that Kedushin from the Aloch of an Omer avriya. Ma Omer avriya bepruta loy mikna. Just like an Omer avriya, you cannot buy her for a pruta. For this svar we're just saying, because the Torah says whenever you buy an Amariya, there has to be a way that after she worked for a while, she could buy herself back. Which means she's going to pay less than you first bought her for. So if you first bought her for a pruta, there's no way she could buy herself back with less than a pruta. Because less than a pruta never has a shem kesef, it has no money value. That's not called a kinyan done through money. So when you want to, when she wants to buy herself back, it has to be through kesef. So it has to have some value to herself. So if so, that's Beis Shammai Svara. Just like Omer cannot be done with less than a dinner, can't be done with a pruta, the same thing Kedushin also. Afisha putla mikacha. So Rashi said, the Gamrina mikedusha yid. He learns it out from Kedusha yid. Have Omer ri, it's possible Kedushin of a Kedusha yid, so he learns it out from there. So Mar says, okay, you can't have a pruta, but maybe it's enough half of a dinner. What do you have to have a dinner for? And v'yema shtei prutis. Also, say first you bought the amavriya with two prutis, and then she can buy yourself back with one pruta. So why does Beis Shammai go from a pruta to a dinner? That the Gemara says, kivan the afiktim pruta. Once you take it out, more than the pruta's worth, ukma dinner. That's a svar already. That once you say a pruta is no good for kedushin, that's a svar. The next chash of a coin there is a dinner. Rava says, "Hainu time of the Beis Shammai, no Beis Shammai svar is shloyeh benos yisrael kefka. We don't want benos yisrael to be like kefka. We don't want to make it so easy to marry." That Rashi liknes b'davu muet. Omid rabbanu avada Beis Shammai only says the svar mid rabbanin. The karmel Beis Shammai the afker rabbanu kedushin apchusim a dinner. That even though midiraisa, if you marry with a pruta, it should be good. But midrabbana b'shamayot the svara, the rabbana don't want to stop to marry a girl with a pruta. Can't make it like hefka, like it's nothing. If you want to marry, you have to give her a double choshev to sow the shivas to marriage. So therefore, you have to give at least a dinner. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. He hold enough yud beis amar aleph. A few lines down. Ubeisil imrim bepruta. Beisil says in the Mishnah that you have to have at least a pruta to marry your wife with. If you want to be mekadesh with kesef, with money, you have to give her at least a pruta. Samara says, Sova Rav Yosef lemeima, Rav Yosef first thought to say, pruta koldu. Pruta means, at your times, the smallest coin there is. That's what a pruta is. So you don't always have to give a pruta. If you have, let's say, like a penny now, even though a penny is worth less than a pruta, that would also be good. So Rashi says it means, Koma shadaris mishanin etzamatveya, pomim shepoichsim, pomim shemasifim, mishkolim.
the smallest amount of a coin you have at that time, that's enough for a pruta. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, no. V'yolokatonia, this we learned. Kamhi pruta, how much is a pruta? So it says clearly, echad mishmein b'yisar ha-talki. It's 1/8 of this coin isa that you find in a talki. So you see, there's an exact measurement how much fruta is. The chitem, maybe you'll answer me, no. Han imili b'derash ha-maisha. That only measurement was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then a pruta was worth a shmeina, 1/8 of an yisar ha-talki. Avol hocha kidechashvu l'inchi. But maybe every generation depends upon what the smallest coin they have at that time. Maybe that's enough. So Mora says no. V'akiyasi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar he said like this, Shia Rabbi Simoi b'doiroi, Rabbi Simoi made a shear and a measurement in his times, in his generation, kama, he pruta, how much is a pruta worth in his times? Echad mishmein of Yisra Talki. So you see, even in his times, way later, after Moshe Rabbeinu, still you have the exact same shear. The shear is still 1/8 of an Yisra HaTalki. And just as the Chiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar Reb Destoy, he said over the name of Reb Destoy, and Reb Yanai, Reb Oishia, that Shira Kam Hebe Pruta, they made a measurement how much is a Pruta worth, and they said it's Echad Mishisha B'Yisra HaTalki. 1/6. So it's a Machlekes, if it's 1/8, or it's 1/6. But our Koponim, you see, it doesn't change every generation. You can't have less than this. So see, a Pruta has the exact measurement how much you have to have. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Yosef said back like this. Hihochi, if so, that's the pshat. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abayi, Rashi, Hihochi, Rashi, the ain't pruta, tchusim ikan, it is true what you're saying, that you can't have a pruta less than 1/8 of an italki, or else 1/6, if so, hainu de tanina, that's how we learned. That say v'choshev kama prutois b'shnei sloyim. Let's see, as the Torah's Kanan brought down in Vayikra, it says there, let's see how many prutas are there in two sloyim. So it says over there, yoyse mi'apayim, more than 2,000. So the question is, according to Alva Cheshbin, that a prut is 1/8 of an Yisar HaTalki, if so, apayim leheven, there's not even 2,000. If so, yes, some yapayim karulu. How come you say it's called more than 2,000? You don't even have 2,000, like Musul Siddha Cheshbin. Like Rashi says, in Mu'echud Mishmoin of Yisra Atalki, if a fruit is really only 1/8 of an Yisra Atalki, so you have less than 2,000 fruitas. So how come it says more than 2,000? So Marin says, Omaluhu, Hahu Saba, this old person said, I learned Pshan the Torah's Kanan, and know what the Girsa should have been. The way you're supposed to learn there is Kariv Li'Alpayim. Just means it's near 2,000, but not 2,000. Not even more. It's even less. Just as close to 2,000 prutas he have in two sloyim. So Gemara still asks though, but saif, so what? Alpha, you know exactly how many prutas you can have in two sloyim. If you make this cheshbon of 1/8 of an iser, you're only going to have 1,000. For Chama Shemeya and 500, or Tlosin Vishisha and 36, who the heaven, that's all. So how come you say close to 2,000? It's not even close. So Gemara says no. Kivon Denafkalum Mipalga, since it's more than 1.5, 1,000, so therefore, Karav Lapayim correlate. That's why it's called close to 2,000. In other words, since it's more than 1,500, it's 1,536. So since it's 36 more than 1,500, that's why they call it already close to 2,000. But our koponim comes out good with this cheshbin that a pruta is at all times always 1/8 of an Yisra HaTalki. Now Gufa, before we just said that Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Omar he said that Shia Reb Simoi B'dayroi, Reb Simoi made a shear in his generation, his times, that Kamehi Pruta, how much is a pruta worth? And he said, it's Echad Mishmoin of Yisra HaTalki. 1/8 of an Yisra HaTalki. And then it said that V'chiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came, Omri said, Shia Reb Doistoi, Reb Yana Reb Oishia, they also made a shear of Kamehi Pruta, how much is a Pruta in their generation? And they came out that it's Echad Mishisha B'Yisra HaTalki. It's 1/6 of this coin Isla that you find in the Talki. Yeah. So now, oh malay abayin the Rav Dimi. So abayin wants to set the Rav Dimi. Name, let's say, at for Ravin. Like, what's this machlokes between you, Rav Dimi, and Ravin? Whether a prut is 1/6 or whether it's 1/8. Let's say you are both arguing peplug tadani tanoi in the machlokes of this tanoim. You're arguing the machlokes of this tanoim. The tanya will learn like this: pruta she'omru chachamim. How much is a pruta that the chachamim say is echad mishmoyin of yisra talki? It's 1/8 of an yisra talki. Now we'll go down to explain exactly how you get it. Sheish more kesef dinam. 6 more of kesef that equals to 1 dinam. Now more. How much is a more? Shnei pundian. A more is called 2 pundian. Pundian is shnei yisrin. Yisr is shnei musmisisim. And musmas is shnei kuntrikun. And kuntrikun, shnei prutas. That's 2 prutas. So comes out, nimtza comes out, pruta, what's a pruta? That's achas mishmoin of yisr talki. That's 1/8 of an yisr talki. So this Tana holds clearly that a prut is 1/8 of an Yisra Talki. All these are different coins, so explaining how much each one has in the other one. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a little bit different. He says, Shloisha hadrasin lameya. A meya, this coin of a meya has 3 hadrasin. And shnei hansin lahadras. There are 2 coins of handisin, of a hansin equal to a hadras. Now shnei shmonin lahanets. Each hanets has the value of 2 shmonin. And base pruta is the shaman. 2 prutas equal to a shaman. So it comes out as nimtza. Nimtza comes out pruta achas mishisha v'yisratalki. According to Rashi ben Gamliel, it comes out it's only 1/6. So Rashi says nimtza's pruta echad mishisha sheisr echad michavdal lebediner, because an isr is 1/24 of a dinner, like you said before. Aval pruta is gedol lebimashamate. It's only a question of the pruta is bigger or small. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out a pruta is 1/6 of an isra talki. So if so, the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, demar al mekatanakama, you that say a pruta is 1/8 of an isra talki, comes out good like the Tanakama over here. The Rovin, the Omar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rovin that says, no, a pruta is 1/6, he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So he answers back and says, no. All my lays, they said back to him, no, you should know, Bain Didi, or Bain Ravin, Aliba Tanakama. Both of us, both Ravin and Rav Dimin, and Dimin, both come out good according to the Tanakama. Well, like Kash, I'll tell you, there's no stira. Even though Lechura, according to the Tanakama, says, a prut is 1/8 of an Yisra Talki. So how come one of them says, no, it's only 1/6? Rav Dimin said it's only 1/6? So how does it come out? Rav Distoy, you know, Distoy is the Ravin, I mean, Ravin. Ravin said that it's only 1/6, so it's a stira. Yes, yeah, so how does it come out? So Gemara says it's good. V'lay kasha, there's no kasha. I'll tell you, ha di ikor isurei, and ha di zul isurei. It depends, certain times the coin isurei has more value to it, it's the ikor, it's worth more, and certain times the zul, it gets worth less. Ha di ikor isura, kom esrim v'yabo bezuzi. When it's worth more, so then you have 24 of them in a zuz. So then a prut is considered 1/8 of an isra talki. But hodizul, when we say it's only 1/6, that's when the isra becomes less value. It comes down in value. And therefore you need kum telosim utrein bezuzim. There are 32 in a zuz. So that's what's coming out there. When the isurim has value to it, the right way it's supposed to be, so then the prut is 1/8 of it. But when the Yisr itself was devaluated, then a prut is only 1/6 of the Yisr. Yeah. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this now. Kitsha b'tomorrow. If a man goes to marry his wife, he gives her a date. And he tells her, Reya Mekudeshesli b'tomorrow zu. So it says, Afilu oimeit, kur tomorrow b'dinner. Even though you have mama shahu kur, a big pile of tomorrow is worth a dinner, so comes out really right now, each date by itself is worth much less than a pruta, still mekudeshes. There's a suffix solution over here. You know why? Chayshinim were afraid, shema shava pruta b'modai. Maybe this date will be worth a pruta in modai. In other words, even though here we have an abundance of dates, so it's not worth so much, but maybe in another place where you don't have so many dates, there they'll be worth more. So therefore, since someplace else it could be worth it, pruta, so it's called chashinon, we have a suffix, maybe it's called kesef even over here. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. So Mari asks, for anan tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Bethil learned pruta, b'shava pruta. The mashma, to get married, you have to use at least a pruta. And less than that, there's no kedushin. So it's not like Shmuel. So Mari says like Kashia, ha b'kedusha vadi, ha b'kedusha suffix. When you want to have a Vaday Kedushin, you know for sure you're married, then you have to have at least a Sheva Pruta right now. Shmuel is only saying that even though it's not worth a Sheva Pruta here, maybe someplace else it is worth a Sheva Pruta, so it's only a Suffolk Kedushin. But in order to have a Vaday Kedushin, that's by Sil in the Mishnah, you need a Vaday Sheva Pruta. Verse says, who gave there was a man, the Aktish Bezavda the Urdi. He gave for Kedushin, Rashi says, it means Agudish Shamuchin. A bunch of cotton. That's what he gave his wife. He's Makarisha with a bunch of cotton. Ve'ag Bezavda the Urdi. So Yosir Rav Simi Bachia, he sat down there, Kaim made the Rav, for Makayin, but he wanted to look into this cotton to see if it's really worth a Sheva Pruta or not. A Yispe Sheva Pruta in, Eloi Loi. He wanted to see if it's worth a Sheva Pruta, the Kedushin is good. If not, not. V'loi loi. Samar says, V'les bo Sheva Pruta loi. So what are you telling me now that if this cotton is not worth a Sheva Pruta, you will not have Kedushin? I've all my Shmuel just got finished saying, Chashinon. So I will Chashin, even though here this cotton is not maybe worth a Pruta, but maybe B'moda, maybe someplace else it is worth a Sheva Pruta. So how could you say if it wasn't worth, it wouldn't be Kedushin, it should be a Suffolk Kedushin? Tzmur says true, like Asher, Hov Kedusha Vadai, Hov Kedusha Sofik. True, he was checking it out to see if she's married for sure. If it was worth a Sheva Pruta here, then there's Vadai Kedushin. But on the other side, that it was not worth a Sheva Pruta here, true, it would be a Sofik Kedushin. Tzmur says, Ugarba, there was a man, the Aktish, he wanted to marry his wife, the Avna the Kuchla, with a black marble stone. Rashi says, Shai Shachar, black marble. So that's what he married, is what he gave his wife this Lashem Kedushin. Yosef Rav Chizda Lukomeshaya Lei, Eyisbe Shava Pruta in, Ile Lei. So Rav Chizda sat down there to look over this stone to see if it's worth a Shava Pruta or not. And he said, if it is, there's Kedushin here. If there's no, if it's not, there's no Kedushin. So Mori asked again, Vilesbe Shava Pruta Lei. You want to tell me if this stone is not worth a Sheva Pruta, then they're not married. I've Omar Shmuel said, we just had, that Chashinon, that Shmuel has a new Svar, even though here it's not worth a Sheva Pruta, but we have to be afraid maybe someplace else where it's rare, it will be worth a Sheva Pruta. So Mara says, Rav Chizda lo Sovelo de Shmuel. I tell you the truth, Rav Chizda does not hold like Shmuel. Rav Chizda holds, it depends how much it's worth right here and right now. If right here it's worth a Sheva Pruta, she's Mekodeshes. If right here it's not worth a Sheva Pruta, she's Vaday Eina Mekodeshes. Not like Shmuel. Omra lo ima. So a mother told her, Omra lo ima, that Chizla Sevala de Shmuel. Omra lo ima, Vohu yoima, the kitsha, the day she got married, Heve ve Sheva Pruta. Her mother told her, you should know that the day when your husband gave you this stone, it was worth a Sheva Pruta. So in other words, even though right now we don't know it's worth a Sheva Pruta or not, but she said, you should know, at the time when you received it that day, she knew that it was worth a Sheva Pruta. So Mara says, Al Maloi, he said back to her, Lav Kol Kiminoch, Tiyasatalu Abasra. We don't trust you to ask her now on a second person. What happened here was, somebody else later gave this wife Kedushin. The question is, the first husband gave her this black stone, and then another man came and gave her a real pruta for Lashem Kedushin. So according to Rav Chizda, the first husband did not marry her. Since when we look at the stone right now, we do not see that it's worth a Sheva Pruta, so we say the first Kedushin is bottled, they were never married. Therefore, when the second one married her right now, she's married to the second one. See, the mother said to Ishino, I know though that the day when you received this coin, it was worth a Sheva, the stone was worth a Sheva Pruta. So Gemara says, we don't believe the mother. Lavko Kamina the Yosef La'abasra. She's like an Eidechod. We don't trust her, we don't believe her. She's not never to say that the Kedushin was good, the first one, to ask her now upon the second husband. She's only an Eidechod, we don't believe her. So Gemara says,